This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Ryan Singer, breakups and baseball cards. It's on the way right after this.
Oh, sure. You've seen it on Fox television. Young, good-looking, sexy singles, coupling and uncoupling, romping half-naked in the Caribbean sunshine. Forget about those self-involved losers on Temptation Island. Prepare to drop them panties for some real action as Bob and Tom Television presents Temptation Trailer.
Darnation, you is good looking, darling.
Sugar, you better looking than my old man. You got three teeth. He's only got two.
It's Temptation Trailer. We've taken six redneck hillbilly couples and dropped them off on a small island in the Chattahoochee River.
Dang, you can count to three? You're pretty and smart.
Temptation Trailer, where the couples will meet eligible singles who will try and entice and seduce them.
Oh, dark roots hair always makes me hot. Hey, is that a booger?
It's exciting. It's hot. It's sexy.
You know, I ain't never seen a pair of Speedos with a big old belt buckle on them.
Honey pie, I need to confess something to you. I ain't never been with a woman whose ass or her hairdo would fit through the door of a double-wide train.
Will they stay with their current love, or will they stray?
I'm looking for a man who can be romantic. The kind of guy who will burp the words, I love you, once in a while.
I love you.
Darling, you ever seen one of these here pierced?
Damn, girl. You're hotter than my cousin.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV.
Woohoo! I'm leaving my boyfriend for a guy with a normal size forehead.
Don't miss Temptation Trailer, coming soon to Bob and Tom TV. Temptation Trailer on Bob and Tom Television. It just might result in a slightly deeper gene pool.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And our guest today, I'm Chick McGee, but Tom, we have a very special guest we haven't seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm supposed to introduce him?
Sure, yes. I think he's still doing comedy or something like that. I'm not sure, but you go ahead.
He is a comedian, Ryan Singer. Ryan, it's nice to see you, sir.
Hey, it's so good to see everybody. Oh, my God, it's like I can almost touch you all.
we'd rather you didn't, but thanks. Is that a Howdy Doody t-shirt?
It's Howdy Wood.
Oh, I thought it said Howdy Doody.
Yeah.
This is Howdy Doody.
Oh, God, okay. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. I'm a Howdy Doody fan. You don't see much of Mr.
Doody. I was telling the folks earlier, I don't know if they knew that or not, but back during the podcast days, you told us a story about how you were kicked off a dating app. Changing your profile pic. Would you care to go over that?
Well, maybe this is for Bob and Tom After Hours.
Yeah, I think you're VIP correct.
Yeah, that was a dark time.
What you're thinking he put up as a profile pic is exactly what he put up as a profile pic.
Yeah, and if it makes it any better, I don't really remember doing it. I may have been like into the sauce a little bit back then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you a single guy these days?
Well, actually, I just moved out of my apartment where I was domesticated.
Oh.
So you're exiting a relationship.
I am currently exiting a relationship.
Were you asked to leave the apartment?
I was politely asked to remove all of my things.
including yourself.
Including myself.
Are you all right?
I'm doing okay.
Did you have a lot of things? Or
no, not really. I just, I had my baseball cards, which is actually probably the big problem in the relationship. I was spending more on baseball cards than I was on her.
Oh.
But I got back into baseball cards during the pando. But so it's all in a storage unit. So just books, notebooks, and baseball cards. Pretty much the totality of my life.
So she has the furniture and everything.
She has the furniture and everything. I'm waiting on a buyout.
All right.
Give me half that IKEA money. So you owe me she's going to Venmo me like $17.
Okay. How long was this encounter?
About 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Is that a record for you?
That was a record for me.
I was going to say, that's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready to go. I mean, I was, I was locked in.
You mean get married? Go?
Yeah, I thought so.
How was the exit portrayed or presented, I should say, to you?
Well, it was... It was kind of just a conversation. I mean, we did have, it's all very amicable. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she just didn't just text you 2 years, I'm out. Blocked.
No, it wasn't a text. It was a conversation. And it was, there was issues in our relationship, I thought she was a robot and.
Oh.
When someone or an alien,
right.
She was like an alien or a robot that hadn't quite perfected how to be a human being yet.
Uh-huh.
Like there was little clues along the way.
She would say
she got all of her aphorisms wrong. Like she'd be like, well, I don't have a horse in this fight. And I'd be like, well, I don't think you should, but I think you mean dog. And she'd be like, oh, error. And I'd be like,
oh, wow. That's a robot.
Wait, what? Yeah. What? Did you say error? And she'd be like, well, don't just leave me alone. You should never shake a man while he's down. And I'm like, well, that's also true, but.
Did she like your baseball cards?
She did. She's very competitive.
Oh.
So she's like, well, I'm going to have a better baseball card collection than you are. And she had a very good job, so she won.
So she can afford the upper deck.
Yeah.
So
she's out of curiosity. Is there a picture of you right now in her bicycle spokes?
Yeah.
She goes down the street.
Yeah. So, but she's great. I mean, obviously, I still love her. We're going to be friends, and it's, we're going to do our best to do that, but I mean, there were little things too. The problem was we weren't like a perfect match long term. And I was, because one time she said to me, it would be really fun. And I said, oh, what's that? And she goes, I would just love this. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she goes, if you took all of your t-shirts and steamed them. And I was like, this is the rest of my life. I said that to myself, obviously. She's like, wouldn't that be so fun if you just steamed all of your t-shirts and then hung them up in the closet? And I'm like, t-shirts are not for hanging. T-shirts are for throwing in a pile, right?
Yeah.
But so it was she's a Virgo, I'm a Cancer. Was it ever going to work? I don't know. Earth and water kind of things get muddy.
I tried it with two Virgos too. It doesn't work.
Right. Oh. Ryan Singer is our guest, a former boyfriend. Now, did you have your own place now? Or are you living?
No, I got a storage unit in Burbank, California.
He's on the road right now?
I'm just on the float,
And perhaps you'll meet the love of your life.
Yeah, and
or at least the love.
Maybe he's not looking. Give him a break.
Yeah, right there in the rebound.
Mrs. Right Now, will.
Yeah, there you go. Mrs. Right Now. Mrs. For Tonight.
Yeah.
Handsome young man.
Yeah, so if there's any women out there who are independently wealthy, love baseball cards.
like a guy who travels.
Yeah, a guy who's never around.
What's your most valuable baseball card?
My most valuable baseball. Oh, it's a good question. Oh God, I just picked up some old Barry Larkin rookies.
No kidding.
Just a Barry Larkin rookie. I didn't even know existed. I picked that up the other day. I was in my hometown of Dayton. I've got a Max Scherzer graded rookie card.
Oh, nice.
Which I think is probably a pretty good card. I mean, he's a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
So that card's never going to go down in value.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you see this morning in the news? We have a kind of a baseball card story. Mark Zuckerberg, of course, the head honcho.
Back to this, huh?
Meta and Facebook.
How do you know what story to go back to?
Well, because one other story that we have involves baseball cards. No.
They're actually selling an NFT of a Zuckerberg Little League baseball card.
When he was a kid.
Maybe if you explained it to me this time, I'll get it.
Apparently, the story, as Christy pointed out, not very well written. Apparently, when he was a kid, like 8 or 9, he was on a Little League team, and they gave all the kids baseball cards with their faces and pictures, which is cool. It's fun.
Which makes sense now. Yeah.
His former camp counselor, sounds like a great guy, still a teacher, still a camp counselor. He's a 50-year-old guy who was going through some stuff and found the Mark Zuckerberg baseball card. So they're going to auction it off, as well as an NFT of the card. It's kind of fun. And obviously it's not a major league baseball card, but it's just sort of a fun thing. And Zuckerberg himself is promoting it because he wants to promote all that NFT crap on his various platforms. And this is probably the last time he played sports, I guess, when he was 9. So.
Yeah, probably.
And this kind of makes him appear to be a human being, which is fun. But,
yeah, that is
anyways,
nice.
It'll be auctioned, as I mentioned earlier, it'll be auctioned, by the way, along with all of everyone's data out there. You'll be
oh, good.
That'll be for sale very soon, if you'd like to. But my idea is to come up with a series of tech billionaire trading cards.
Ooh. Okay, well, now the question remains, like, what is this set called? Like, you know, what are you going to call it? I mean, there are, like, set registries, too, but I don't know, Moguls, the Mogul deck.
That's not bad, yeah.
The Moguls.
1%.
The 1%ers, the, hey, we have our own space companies because we're getting off the planet. isn't that weird how every billionaire is like, I'm getting out of here as quick as possible. Good luck, everybody. You know, it's like, oh, maybe climate change is real. I wonder how many billionaires there are, though. Like, how many cards could you make you could definitely make a deck of 52, right?
You could do a tech team. I mean, that would be...
You got your Musk. You've got your Bezos.
Yeah, but what about the billionaires who maintain a low profile?
Warren Buffett? Do you think he's going to have a baseball card?
Billionaire. Are there any billionaires? There's got to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. If we looked at a list
the billionaire
of billionaires, we'd probably only recognize... eight names and the rest would...
I think the really smart ones keep a nice low profile.
Yeah.
They can have fun and not be bothered constantly. Once again, we need to move forward.
Those are the true puppeteers. The billionaires, we don't know their names.
Doing everything behind the scenes.
I see. We're talking with comedian Ryan Singer. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Have we missed anything?
Well, we have some fine art in the news. The National Galleries of Scotland has announced a previously unknown self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh has been discovered behind another of the artist's paintings.
Have you seen this?
No.
The self-portrait was found on the back of Van Gogh's head of a peasant woman when experts at the Edinburgh Gallery took an X-ray of the canvas ahead of an upcoming exhibition.
The subject was instantly recognizable as the artist himself and is thought to be from his early work. The left ear is still there.
So okay, all right.
Obviously before 1888 when he cut off his ear. The experts at the gallery are evaluating how to remove the glue and cardboard without harming head of a peasant woman. Van Gogh was known for turning canvases around and painting on the other side to save money.
I don't know how that got famous anywhere for cutting his ear off. It really didn't hurt him any. I mean, it was just cosmetic, really. He can still hear.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. One can.
You don't think that's a gesture that shows perhaps mental illness?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't do anything stupid like cutting off your ear when you got... Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Yeah, you're right.
Which divorce are you talking about? I cut off my bank account a couple times. Yeah, okay. That's always fun to talk about.
I meant the one where your testicles were removed.
Oh, the testicles. Yeah.
The person.
Those in glass houses should not throw stones.
Shut up.
That is amazing. He just... His omnipotence continues. I have no idea how, but yeah.
I saw this on X-ray of this thing. It's this obvious. He painted over. I don't know how they're going to recover it, but it's there somewhere. So he'd probably be upset, don't you think?
How so?
Well, if he didn't like it. Yeah, I painted over it. He didn't want us to see it.
Because, I mean, this is the equivalent.
I thought he painted it on the back, so it was like too...
I don't think he
was famous for painting on the back, but this one is actually
I think he
painted on top of it, I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, this would be like, this is the self-portrait, this is the equivalent of the selfie in 1888 or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe a little less. Yeah.
Don't you occasionally take a selfie, Josh, and then delete it?
Sure, I've done that.
No, see, this is one he deleted.
Okay.
All right.
He didn't want it to be seen.
Well.
Van going, gone, was what he said.
He announced that.
Yeah, he said, Van huffing off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he left it off.
It didn't make much sense.
Yeah, he left it off.
But he was prescient enough to know that we would eventually see Van Gogh.
He's mostly famous for inventing the bicycle, the Huffy.
Is that right?
Huffy. Speaking of Van Gogh, casinos are hoping to expand their appeal beyond the slot machine and buffet and are turning to fine art to bring in new business. One such example.
Oh, I've seen some. Honestly, the Bellagio has done this for a while.
I know. Yeah. That when I was in Vegas, that's what I did last time.
Yeah.
Losing all my money, I went there and looked at some of the great paintings.
And many of us have seen this, but the highly acclaimed Beyond Van Gogh, the immersive experience recently opened at Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino. The 30,000 square foot display uses over 300 of Van Gogh's works, reproducing them digitally and projecting them onto screens, walls, and floors. It's really cool if you get a chance to see it.
I did that too. You're right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But it's not the real paintings.
No, of course not.
The Bellagio has the real.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. Other casinos are getting into the fine art scene. The Bellagio, as we talked about, has displays of Picasso, Monet, Warhol, Titan, and Van Gogh.
You got to be careful. The Sunbub Buffet. You know what I found out, Josh?
What's that?
That's not the real Eiffel Tower in Vegas.
What?
It's not?
Yes, it is. They dismantled the one in right?
Did Copperfield put it there?
What happened?
Yeah. And that Empire State Building in Vegas? Fake. Sorry.
Can you imagine if you walked up to see a monument and it was gone and Copperfield?
Now, am I correct in saying, were you a waiter at Applebee's?
No, I was a waiter at O'Charley's.
O'Charley's,
yes.
Oh, they have good rolls.
It's all the same.
Those rolls are
delicious.
Applebee's has their ribs, but Charlie's has those rolls.
O'Charley's has those rolls. And they were the bane of my... Is it bane or vane of
Bane?
I never,
Bane, yeah.
It's Bane, like the Batman guy?
Yeah,
okay. So, yeah, there were people who would come into the restaurant and they'd be like, I'm meeting a friend here. Can we just get some rolls? And so I'd bring a basket of rolls and then they'd be like, oh, and I need, water, extra lemons, and I'm out of sugar. And so they'd just be making their own lemonade at the table. And, they'd be like, can you open the blinds a little bit? I need a little more sun. So they're like getting the sun lemonade. They got rolls. They're eating rolls. They're like, oh, I don't know where my friend is. And they'd eat about 15 rolls, have their free lemonade. And they'd be like, you know what? I was supposed to meet them at like TGI or somewhere else. Yeah. And they would leave.
Wow.
They would just load up on those rolls.
But they were good.
They were good, and we were supposed to throw them away at the end of the night, and I was like, not on my watch.
Yeah.
I would be taking those big, plastic bags,
sure.
Industrial. I would be walking out of the hotel like some kind of carb-loaded Santa Claus at the end of the night. And I lived on those rolls for years.
Now, were you a good waiter?
I was a very good waiter. In fact, I was Employee of the Month August 2008.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and they never had an Employee of the Month until I said, you know what? You need to start an Employee of the Month. I am that good.
Are you on a plaque there if we were to go?
I am on a plaque there out by the Dayton Mall off 725. I was so good that, I mean, I was actually, because I was a guy who showed up to work with, and I put anything that was going on, I put it to the side. I was always in a good mood. I had people who were regulars. One time I moved into my own apartment. It was a breakup, and I had to move out again. And it
seems to be the theme of our show.
And so these people that were always wanted to sit in my section, they're like, you had to move out. I'm so sorry. And they furnished my apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I also did other things for them on the side, but...
Like mow their lawn, sell them pot.
Mow their lawn, and you know. Uh-huh. But but I enjoyed waiting tables. But I think everybody has a customer service well inside their body, and as soon as it goes dry, you got to get out.
Yeah,
because you just can't handle it anymore. You know, the rudeness from strangers. Everybody has a tolerance that once they reach that, it's just like I would just be in the walk-in cooler on a Friday night during rush hour. It, like, I'd be like, where you get the scream chamber, right? You know, people, you know, because if you don't smoke, you're like, oh, how am I gonna, like, yeah. So I would go into the scream chamber, and it was like you were in deep space. And you'd just ask me for one more cup of ranch, you know. How many times can someone order a steak extra well done, not burnt, before you say, I'll bring you some ice cubes, okay, not frozen?
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.